Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Whoopee! Or is that, oh, whoopee. Perhaps by now you realize that the left's hate runs so deep, they literally cannot reason or see straight. Whoopi Goldberg, the host of the infamous hate show, The View, and who I now have absolutely no respect for, went off on a tangent, a fit, a two-year-old meltdown with a guest, you know, on her show, an invited guest. Whoopi spewed her hate for the president, saying she'd never, ever in her life seen such hate generated by anyone. Judge Jeanine was promoting her new book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, says she might have been in the wrong place. Attempted to answer a question that had been asked earlier in the segment. But Whoopi would have none of it. She said, I didn't ask you a question. And she screamed it. And Whoopi went nuts and said they were done and Judge Jeanine was to leave. But it didn't end there. Judge Jeanine saw Whoopi backstage. It was a commercial break. And attempted to talk to Whoopi and said, I thought we could at least discuss things. And Whoopi screamed in the judge's face, pointing her finger and told her to get the F word out over and over and over again, even as the judge was walking out the door. Now, there's your liberal loving tolerance in full display. They can't reason. They can't see straight because they hate. If Whoopi hasn't seen such hate, perhaps Whoopi hasn't looked in a mirror for a long time or ever watched any of her own show, The View, The Left. It's a panel of women giving one opinion, basically, and full of hate for others. It is beyond me why anybody watches that show. And the old soap operas were cleaner and less violent than The View. These women are wealthy, catty, ignorant, and spiteful. They are the nasty women, and they prove their absence of grace every single show. They love the sin they live in and hate you for disagreeing with them on any topic, whether it be great or small. And the left are bullies. I wrote an article about that about 2 years ago, I think. How do you handle a bully? Well, there's one of two ways to handle a bully. First, you walk away. Don't acknowledge them. Don't give them any credence. I believe we conservatives need to do a little more of that, but I also believe we've been silent way too long. Second, call their bluff. Bullies are pushing you around because you're scared of them. With the left, they run on lies, and it is that simple. They lie and they try to guilt you into believing that you are unkind, intolerant, as they kick a guest off the set, and you're always a racist or a bigot. And I guess I'm growing to be that way, a bigot against liars, and Scripture says all liars lose their lives. Thirdly, you literally have to deck them. I know, I said there was only two ways. We usually hold that one out for the last resort. I used to tell my kiddos to always put yourself in the other person's shoes or the situation. But in the case of the liberals and the liars these days, I've tried. And they have no place. The NFL players are protesting, and they don't even know what they are protesting. I believe that they are now protesting the fact that nobody likes them protesting. There is no purpose, nothing to be gained. These same people believe President Trump disgraced the nation by misspeaking with President Putin, or by speaking in private. But they do not disgrace the nation, and all are fallen of every color, with their idiot, televised, free to them, take a knee protest. Do they realize that taking a knee was a sign of bowing in honor to a king? Maybe they should rethink their protest. I had this little article that I got earlier this, maybe last week. I've been hanging on to it. It says, and I've seen these before, you can't fix stupid, and it has all kinds of things listed on it. It says, I guess when your schooling is free, you don't feel the need to learn anything, and just because they went to college doesn't mean they were educated in anything but football. So here's just another example of why you can't fix stupid. In a recent polling of 585 NFL players, nearly all of them were unsure of exactly what they are protesting. There's an example of responses to the question below here, and I'm going to read those to you. What are you protesting by kneeling during the national anthem? Number one, pretty sure it's against Nazis, especially white ones. Number two, we're protesting America becoming a capitalistic instead of equal. And they've been listening to Elizabeth Warren, haven't they? Number three, I'm protesting against Trump saying black lives don't matter. Number four, we're against global warming and the police. I love that one. Number five, we're showing the world we are about things such as freedom and from suppression. Suppression. Number six, me and my fellow players are protesting the Constitution of Independence because of what it does to people of color. Number seven, that shows me he hasn't ever read the Constitution. Number seven, we are displaying our right to stand up by kneeling for our beliefs. At least that was kind of deep. Well, I mean, you know, if you stop and think about it. And number nine, myself is kneeling to show that just because I'm an American don't mean I have to act like one. All the above comments, it says, are from the National Football League players with 4 years of American college education and an average player salary of $1.9 million per year. Yeah, they're suppressed. I love it. The left cannot deal with life. They cannot deal with losing. They cannot deal with anything. Thus, their need for crying rooms and safe spaces and, I guess, taking a knee. The parents of the left failed in so many ways. Your job is to prepare your sons and your daughters for life. And life just ain't always fair. Your job is to teach your sons and daughters respect, to be responsible for their actions, not erase a life because you couldn't control your urges. Deplorables, you need to step up, and step up quickly. The time for our tolerance is over. We cannot and must not any longer tolerate the left's socialism and their lies. We can no longer allow them to steal the freedoms and liberties of our children, our grandchildren, and the future generations of this nation. The left have won in the past because we have done nothing to stop them. The time has ended. An American's republic is finished if we don't do something. As the great parliamentarian Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. The left are evil people. So who do we blame? Deplorables are freedom-loving people who want only to be left alone, but we can no longer ignore the evil. It is literally at our doorsteps and asking for our children. It is now essential that all deplorables step up to the plate. We can accept nothing short of a home run. It is time to restore the republic for the sake of our children and to honor our fallen and our founding fathers. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we have Daniel Turner with us. He's going to give us our energy report for the week. Daniel, how are you doing? How are you doing, Daniel? Did we lose
you? I'm great, Beth Ann.
There
how
you
are.
I thought I'd lost you. I was almost to panic.
No. I would never leave.
Oh, I like hearing that. I like hearing that. We have had a big week, have we not? Did you know that our president committed treason this week? Did you hear that?
Oh, boy.
And that there's poo in the streets of San Francisco. Did you hear that one? I mean, this is just like crazy stuff. Oh, my gosh. But what? And, of course, the green weenies, they're not crazy at all, are they?
No, they're the moderate ones, right? That's what they want us to believe. The level of hyperbole during this entire press week, you almost forget that it was only a couple days ago that we appointed a Supreme Court justice, and that was going to end the world. And then, you know, it's just every week something happens that this is it, net neutrality, that's the end of the world. And it just gets exhausting. I think the American people are tired.
You know, they are tired. And I won't even say what I was thinking because it's not good. I won't say it for your sake. But, you know, I even read this morning where, and there's a Ninth Circuit Court judge that was defeated as far as being confirmed, and good old Rubio helped do that, and a couple other Republicans. The president has a big fight on his hands.
Yeah, if they don't get on board and support this president and this agenda, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why they feel like they should be in office, right? This is a time for all of our party to get together and push through the ideals that we voted for, whether it's the courts, whether it's legislation on energy and environment, whether it's jobs. It's bad enough the president has to battle the media and the Dems, but now he has to battle his own party as well.
Yes, yes, and it's Well, that's part of the swamp. It's part of that deep state. And it's been there for so long. It's just, he can't empty it by himself. We've got to help him.
No.
There's no way. And, you know, the fact of what's gone on in the EPA, that's proof that, you know, it's just so embedded. And the American people have been asleep at the helm. We have to take responsibility. I gave a little call out to all us deplorables yesterday to let everybody know we're not the deplorables. We're the essentials.
Exactly.
We're the only ones who are necessary around here. I don't mean that in an arrogant way. I just mean if we're going to hang on to a constitutional republic or restore a republic of any kind, it's up to the essentials. It's up to the deplorables. The only reason we're deplorables is because we believe in the Constitution, God, and our guns. You know how they say that. But anyway, let's talk about energy.
I'd love to. And one of the things that came out of the president's meeting with Vladimir Putin and his conference in Helsinki, and this got brushed over very quickly by everybody, but if you go back and look at that press conference, the very first question that was asked was by a Russian reporter who said to our president, you know, Mr. President, you talk about sending natural gas to Germany, that it's bad that Germany buys gas from us meaning Russia, but yet it was shown last winter, in your very cold winter, that even Boston couldn't supply itself and had to buy natural gas from Russia. So how do you think you can send Russia gas to Germany if you can't even supply your entire nation with it? And I was jumping up and down out of my chair hoping to answer that question for the president.
But to get you on his administrative position there.
This is the battle that I do as part of Power of the Future. And for your listeners, it's imperative they know this. The reason why Boston buys gas from Russia is because environmentalists have blocked for years pipelines to Boston and to the entire Northeast Corridor. We produce enough natural gas in Ohio and Pennsylvania to send it to the entire country. But these crazy environmentalists and the politicians who are in their pocket have blocked pipelines. And we see pipeline protests every day in this country. But they have stopped the pipeline from being built. So what happens as a result? We are actually buying gas from Russia, which is not good, because why would we want to give them any dollars? If you believe in carbon footprint and green efforts, it is worse for the environment to send tankers across the ocean than to run it through a pipeline. So you're not even supporting your own green agenda. The Northeast of America has the highest gas prices in the nation. Their electric grid is constantly a threat from running out of energy. And I guess one other factor, Russia takes a lot of pride, right? Russia takes pictures of the fact that their tankers are in Boston Harbor saying, look at that. Even America is dependent on us. So these green groups are truly un-American. They are absolute threats to America's prosperity. They're a threat to world peace in this sense.
The hypocrisy yep. is so crazy. I mean, I was watching Tucker Carlson last night. We've talked about this before. They want to fine and jail waiters or waitresses if they give straws, plastic straws out. You know, what good they, you know, Tucker was going on, well, if it's not a plastic straw, it might be a plastic sippy top, and that's going to take more plastic, more energy than the straw. And then next thing you know, it's going to be a plastic bib, which we all, some of them already have the plastic bibs. And this is just craziness. They don't have any kind of sense to their logic. It's just like we'd mentioned before, you know, they want these wind turbines, but they don't realize they need coal to make the steel for the turbines, for those big fans, those big blades in the sky.
Exactly. And this is where I wish we had politicians with more backbone. And you mentioned, you know, Senator Rubio caving on a Supreme Court nominee. I wish we had politicians with more backbones who stood up to these green groups and said, wait a second, you're protesting a pipeline going across Massachusetts to supply Boston with natural gas. you're allowed to have your opinions and your beliefs, but not when it risks the safety of the country, the health of the people in Boston. You know, I've talked with you a lot about who really suffers in these environmental battles, and the ones who suffer the most are the poor. So if Boston runs out of gas and runs out of heating, who's going to suffer? Who's going to die in the long winter of 2019 in Boston? It's not the rich. They'll just jump on a train or go somewhere else or find them. It's always the poor. And yet these environmentalists, they cling to the fact that they think they're doing something good when they're doing something detrimental. And that's why we exist, to call them out. They're a real threat to our country.
Well, and these rich that are fighting everything else, you know, the Soros and the Kochs that are fighting everything else in this nation, they're not going to suffer. They're spending big bucks to make sure that our poor stay poor.
And if they have a catastrophe in the Northeast, they'll just jump on their private jet and fly somewhere else. They have houses all around the world, so they're never the ones who suffer the consequences of their activism.
Yeah, you know, Bernie Sanders was talking about we need to redistribute the wealth. Everyone in the nation in America should be equal, should be the same. He has five houses. Me and the bank got one. You know, I think it's time for him to fork over a little bit here.
Yeah, exactly. Even President Obama, former President Obama, was in Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And he was talking about that. He was talking about the rich, and the line he actually used was, how big does your house have to be? You only need so many bedrooms. Again, I don't begrudge President Obama his wealth from his books. But his house in D.C. is over $8 million, and it's 8 or 9 bedrooms.
And that's only one house.
Last I saw, he was a family of four, and I had a shared bedroom until I was 18 with my brothers. So you want to ask him.
Until you moved out, huh?
How dare you go to Africa and tell these people that you all shouldn't be making all this money, and we have to share it, and then you go back to an $8 million mansion? It's just crazy.
Well, and he's mad at the men, you know. Stop manning up. It's mad at the men because you guys are violent. You know, it's more of that toxic masculinity or whatever they call it. You know, you got too much of that testosterone flying around.
Yeah.
I raised five sons, so I had it dripping off the walls in my house. But it was, and you know, I wouldn't have them any other way. Back then, I kind of would have. I wouldn't have them any other way because they're good
men,
they're good husbands, they're good fathers to their children, and they're working hard.
Good credit to you.
Yeah, well, their dad had a little part to do with that. But, you know, it's amazing to me that these folks, whether it's Whoopi Goldberg, I don't know if you heard my monologue coming in, or Barack Obama or whoever it is, you know, Elizabeth Warren, you know, all wanting the wealth to be distributed, all screaming at everybody else while they live in ivory palaces. You know, basically. And it's the hypocrisy is just crazy. We're out of time. Do you have some more you want to share with us? You want to hang around or?
Oh, I wish I could, but I just want to tell you and your listeners, I love all you do. And thanks for standing up for the heartland. And thanks for being such a good friend of Power of the Future.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. We'll do as much as we can for you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And have a good weekend, Daniel. We're headed into a break. It is free for all. For right of your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. KCSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to move straight to the phone lines. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Did you get any rain down there?
Yeah, we got a little bit. We got a few showers.
All right. We
got a whole lot. Next
ours was scattered. Some people got a lot and some got nothing. So.
Right. Yeah, we did knock the dust down for a day or two, and that was it. All dried up and gone.
Yeah, we got cracks in the yard. But go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay. You keep talking about restoring the Republic. Do you know what's required to restore the Republic?
Well, tell us.
Well, first of all, the people are going to have to go back to using the Bible as a law book.
I think you're right.
You go into that courtroom, at any time you go into the courtroom, you get involved with any bureaucrat or anybody else, and they tell you you can or can't do something, you have to open the Bible and say, nope, that's not what the law says. Okay, people don't understand. The Constitution is not the highest law of the land. The Bible is. And because of the First Amendment, guarantees your right to practice what's in that book. Now, any bureaucrat or anybody else tells you anything different, You have to be able to quote the book, the law book, the supreme law book.
I'm going to interrupt right there and interject here, or inject, or whatever you call it, and say that they know that. That's why they're trying to take that First Amendment away from you. That's why they came up with this crazy thing of separation of church and state. They know that. Now go on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing in the Constitution about separating church from state. In fact, if you go back to the Immigration Naturalization Act of 1792, you can't be a citizen unless you're a Christian.
Okay.
True, under the First Amendment, you're free to practice any religion you want in this country. However, if you practice any religion other than Christianity, you can't be a United States citizen. You can, however, you know, when they destroyed the Republic with the Civil War and replaced it with a socialist dictatorship,
mm-hmm.
the 14th Amendment was key because it created a second class of citizenship known as the 14th Amendment citizen subject, which anybody who didn't fall under the requirements or didn't meet the requirements of the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1792, those people automatically become 14th Amendment citizen subjects. So, the second thing that's required is you have to, and this goes back to the Immigration and Naturalization Act, you had to be a citizen of your state for a minimum of 3 years before you could apply for U.S. citizenship. If you notice the 14th Amendment, it flips that on its head. It says anybody, you know, who is a citizen subject of the United States automatically is a citizen of the state in which they reside. So they've changed, in other words, they've created a second category of citizen known as a citizen subject.
And that's not good enough in the state of California right now because they're trying to change the law and anybody there can vote. You don't have to be a citizen, particularly for school boards and such.
Right, exactly. And they're getting away with it until the point where the people just say, stop, we're not going to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the second thing that's required is to be a citizen, a United States citizen, you have to be a landowner.
Right.
Now, it's true. Some of the states had a minimum, one of the southern states had a requirement of a minimum of $1,000 net worth, which means you had to have $1,000 in what was known as portable land, which is what we call gold. Okay, if you had $1,000, you could prove you had $1,000 of gold, you could be a state citizen. I forget whether it was Georgia or Alabama or one of those southern states had that requirement. Everybody else was basically you had to own a minimum, I believe, of 5 acres of ground in order to be a state citizen, which is why when you research the history of the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1792, you find that they talked about, in the debates in Congress, they talked about making land ownership a requirement, but they decided not to because it would have been redundant because all the states already required that.
Okay.
So they didn't make it a land. But now, to own the land, you have to prove title. There's two titles in the United States, either the Texas land patent or the United States, the federal land patent. If you don't have the patent recorded in your name on the record at the county courthouse where the deeds are recorded, then you're not the owner. You may hold deed, but a deed is only proof of right of possession. It's not a proof of right of ownership, not the title itself. Okay, so that's required. The third thing that's required is you have to cut your ties with your 14th Amendment citizen subject status, which means no Social Security numbers, no insurance, no government contract of any kind. You can't be dependent on the government for anything and claim to be a United States citizen. You can be a citizen subject because citizen subjects get all that stuff, but not a United States citizen. So those are the first three things that are going to have to be done. And I've been teaching this for 40 years, and I haven't seen it. Hardly anybody that's willing to use the Bible as a law book. That's the key to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be drugged into court every time you buck the system, and you're going to have to be able to cite the law from the supreme law book of the country, which is the Bible.
Well, we've come down this road.
Well,
we've come down this road so far because people haven't opened those Bibles, and they haven't read the Constitution, and that's why we're where we are. People are uneducated in every which direction as well as spiritually. Thank you, Neil, for the reminder, and we need to get into this. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Sure.
We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today? Did we lose Roger? Do we have Roger? Okay, we're going to go to John in Missouri real quick. John, how are you today?
Hey, Beth Ann, I'm doing good. I wanted to comment about that guy that was on talking about the pipelines and
Mr.
the environmentalists.
Daniel Turner.
Yes, and I think maybe I didn't hear the whole thing, but part of the deal with the pipelines is they're condemning property and using the force of government, basically, to steal. And they don't want to pay what would induce the owner to actually sell voluntarily.
Yeah, they're claiming eminent domain and not wanting to give just compensation. And, that's a good question for Daniel, because I know that he's for the people. So that would be a great question for him. He'll be back on with us again in August for a full show.
Well,
and that would be a good time to call in and ask him.
I hope that's true, because otherwise he's being quite disingenuous.
Oh no, he's for the people. He's trying to keep jobs going. He's for the people. He's fighting for rural America. But that's a good question for him, John. So we have to do that when he's on in August.
Thank you.
All right, because he's not here right now. He only came on one segment to give us a little report of what's gone on this week. But I appreciate it. We need to remind him that next week. All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you, John. You have a great weekend. I have in my hand here, you've heard so much this week. And, again, this is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome, 877-895-5410. But we've had so many things this week, and I even saw this morning where there was a video where they went on the street, and they were asking people questions of the president. Had he done, when he did this, what does that make you feel? And they were outraged at President Donald Trump, but the truth of it was, it wasn't President Donald Trump that had done these things. It was President Barack Obama. It goes back to us not knowing, not being aware of what's going on in this nation. And it's almost impossible for us to know everything. I sit here and I go through this news, and it is just craziness. But here's a few facts. As they're pointing fingers at President Donald Trump and screaming treason at him, when did the Russians interfere in the election? It was in 2016. Who was president during that time? President Barack Obama. Now, if you listen to his words, and you can go back, he said it was crazy for anybody to even think the Russians were going to get involved in our elections or try to interfere with our elections. And he got on to the candidate then, President Donald Trump, but as candidate, told him he needed to quit talking about that and get in there and try and get votes. He also said, if you remember, the American people were too smart to elect President Donald Trump. Apparently we weren't. I hear music. We're going into a break. But who was the head of the CIA during that time? The very man who called the president treasonous, John Brennan. We'll go on with that. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'll slow down. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America's says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance. President Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. What's he talking about? Our Constitution. We're so excited to offer you a brand new board game, The Constitution Quest. It's a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government, as well as brush up on your own knowledge of our Constitution. The Constitution Quest board game is a perfect learning tool, educational and entertaining, for family fun, a homeschooling tool, or a gift to a classroom. 2 to 4 players or team up. The Constitution Quest game is a handsome board game, and it includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We have these games available now for $49.95. $49.95 is an investment in this country's future. There's no pass and go. There's no collecting $200. But there is lots of fun and learning as you go. Order today. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online. www.csctalkradio.com.
Yeehaw! And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I want to finish what I was doing here. We're in the final segment of today's show, so if you're hanging on the line, hang on, and we're going to have to get to you real quick and have you answer it real quick. Anyway, who was head of the CIA during all that time when Russia was interfering with the elections? It was John Brennan. And who was the National Intelligence Director? Oh, Clapper. Who was the head of the FBI? Mueller. And then Comey. It's 2018, and all of them are blaming President Donald Trump. We're going to go to Roger. We've got Roger back. Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing today?
I'll cut it real short. Obama, his organization, he named his organizations the acronym OFA. Very few people know, but all the blacks know, OFA is Pig Latin for foe. It's the same as the N-word for blacks, but the blacks use OFA as a N-word for whites.
I never heard that before, so, okay.
Never heard it? You know what Pig Latin is?
I know what Pig Latin is, but I didn't ever hear him call his groups OFA.
Oh, he's done it twice.
Okay.
Originally, it was Organization for America. Then it became an Organization for Advancement or whatever. But anyway, the term OFA has been constant during his scene. And OFA, you can look it up in the dictionary, O-F-A-Y. OFA is Pig Latin for foe. I'll let that go.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that to our... We have Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you doing today?
Hey, real good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for all the support you give me. I appreciate it.
Oh, always. Yeah, nothing comes from me, period. I want to say happy birthday. We both got older Monday and Tuesday there.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
Did you have cake?
Oh, I had some goodies.
Okay.
Hey, and tonight, too.
Good for you.
You haven't applied for asylum in some other country, have you? You gave that report last week about the United States being a country of the top 10 most abused women countries.
No, I haven't yet. I haven't yet.
Isn't that a riot?
These people, if they had any kind of abuse in their lives, they wouldn't know what to do with it. They'd go in their crying closets.
Oh, they sure wouldn't know what to do with it. That's right. I like when you say to the nasty women, because there's nowhere I can go anymore and see pleasant young ladies almost. I mean, going to counters, that's about all I ever do, where I make a place for a coffee stop or something. And it's really just getting plain ugly.
It is. Well, the nasty women are people like The View. And, of course, those that are doing all this protesting and rallying, so, you know, we give them the right to kill the unborn, and they want equal rights. Well, you know, I see an awful lot of women in men's positions. I don't know. I know that we're never going to change everybody's mind. You're just not. There's always going to be somebody that's a bigot. There's always going to be somebody that's a racist, and there's always going to be men and women who are sexist. You're just not going to change them all. But we've come a long way, baby. We've come a long way here in this nation.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm TV illiterate. I haven't had one for 20-some years.
Well, it's a good thing.
I'm innocent.
Okay.
I want to say that way. God bless you. And so much.
Thank you
so much. And I want to tell people, support Beth Ann. Send it in.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a hurt right now. I really am. I'm needing people have kind of slowed down. I quit asking because it's just embarrassing. But I'm really, you know, I got a pile of bills and no way to get them paid just yet. So I'm kind of waiting for the Lord to intercede. So I am kind of in a hurt. So thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, and freely you receive, freely give. That's what it's given in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So stick with her, please.
Yeah, please.
Donate.
And I really do believe that CSC Talk Radio is the only nationally syndicated talk show that actually gives America, the forgotten people and women, women and men, a voice.
That is true. I love my Buckaroo calendar and all the other.
Isn't that awesome?
It is. It's all the wonderful things of our history.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Kevin.
For bringing it up all the time.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
We need to get CJ back on. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. I did mention, you know, that President Barack Obama has been to Africa, and he was speaking. He's upset with the men. He wants more women to step up because women are less violent. Well, he apparently didn't see The View. He did not see The View. And then I have an article here. We talked about the NFL was going to stop this kneeling. Well, now they're backing up. Because, you know, the players have a union. And the union's saying, you can't make them do this. You can't make them do that. Now, I want you to stop and think about this. They don't even really know what they're protesting. These men that are making nearly $2 million. For a talent that's God-given. There's no doubt about it. They've been given good health and talent. And they're able to provide for their families. And they're able to give back to their communities. But how many of them are doing that? No, they're taking a knee because they believe they've been suppressed. I just love that, suppressed. And they do that on everybody else's dime. They don't pay for that time. And now the football, the NFL, they're going to a station that's our network that's not free. You have to, the watchers, the viewers, they have to pay to watch the game. At home, as well as you pay an arm and a leg to watch the game there. It isn't free, but it's free to these players who are getting paid, you know, $1 million to run up and down a football field. Well, they get a few bruises along the way, but they get paid for that. But they're suppressed. I can't get over the word suppressed. It just kills me. Anyway, we go on and we see all this. And, you know, Elizabeth Warren, she's on a rampage, and they said that she's taking her lead from Alexandria Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce her name. I'd let her try to pronounce mine if she wants to. But Lizzie's been the one leading the way on this socialism. And Lizzie's decided capitalism's not any good. I believe in free markets right down to my toes, but I also believe markets have to have rules. And otherwise, the rich and the powerful suck up the value, and everybody else ends up eating dirt. How much dirt has Lizzie eaten lately? I just wonder how much dirt Lizzie has eaten. The hypocrisy. Sitting there screaming for, claiming they're for the poor, and they're getting rich. She's not eating dirt. She owns quite a bit of dirt, but she's not eating dirt. And she doesn't care about your job. She wants open borders. She wants a North American Union. She wants socialism. She wants to be rich, but she doesn't want you to be rich. She wants you to, she wants the wealth to be redistributed, but not hers. We're out of time for today. The deplorables, as I said yesterday, are essential. Neil has done a good job of reminding us the steps that we need to take, but I'm going to tell you right now, the first step you need to take is open your Bible, read that, and read the Constitution, and know that you're not deplorable. You have equal rights, unalienable rights, and it's time that you stood up and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.